Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Come on and just give him praise. Come on and just give God praise. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to Jesus. Tell him again, glory to Jesus. Wherever you are right now, just begin to give God praise. This is another day that God has blessed you. Another day that God has kept you. Another day that God has given you life. That God has covered you. Oh, he's worthy. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of fresh, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. And God has a fresh word for you today. We are in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Again, that is 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. On the broadcast page, there is a click-to-call button that will call in for you. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, and then Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive a link via text to the recording. All right, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information and everything else you need is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, reading from the KJV. If I shut up heaven, this is God speaking, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Listen to that again. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, this is the solution, brothers and sisters. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I, glory, hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is heal the land, Lord. Heal the land. Brothers and sisters, right now, across this world, not just across the city where you live, not just across the state where you reside, not just across the country that you call home, but across our entire world, we are in need of God to heal the land. We are now in containment, some of us in self-imposed quarantine, our social distancing, others in government-imposed isolation, social distancing, or quarantine. But all across this world, we are undergoing the ramifications of dealing with the coronavirus. People are losing jobs. People are losing income. Maybe they still have their jobs, but because their jobs are not capable of allowing them to work virtually or from home, they are in a position of not receiving income. People are losing businesses. People are losing the day-to-day interaction with others, the day-to-day socializing, all of those things that make up our lives. Students are losing precious time at school, and even though the schools are attempting to accommodate as much as they can through virtual classes whenever possible, it is not the same. The land is in need of healing. Our land is in chaos, but the great thing about the Lord is that He always has the answer. Not an answer, but the answer. Glory be to God. Now, some believe that the coronavirus, is the Lord sending out the pestilence or sending out the plague upon the land in response to our increasing immorality, our increasing sinful nature, our increasing desire to remove God from everything. We don't want people to even say, thank God. We don't even want people to say, God bless you if you sneeze. We don't want people to even say or name the name of Christ. And so there are many who believe that this is the result of our own sin, that we have asked for God to be removed and we are suffering the consequences of what a God-removed world looks like, what a godless world looks like. Glory. There are others who are saying, well, this is not what God has sent. This is the result of the negligence of, scientists in a lab. But I say to you that no matter what you believe in regard to the origin of the situation, I bring you still the truth that God is the answer. If my people, he said, that are called by my name, glory, if you are willing to do these things, God says, I will heal the land. Are you willing to be God's people? Are you called by his name? That name of Jesus that is above every other name. Are you called by his name? Are you willing to stand up for the name of Christ and not be ashamed, not be afraid of what others will say? Are you a true soldier in the army of God? Shall humble themselves. Will you humble yourself today? Will you repent of your sin, your backsliding, your disobedience? Will you humble yourself and then pray? See, I love that. He gave you some things that you need to do. Some of us are just praying, but we're not receiving the answer because we're not doing the conditions to see us. He said, if you are his people, if you are called by his name, if you will first humble yourself, glory. Understand that God doesn't have to do what you ask. He doesn't have to be attentive to you. He's not a genie. He's not a Santa Claus. He's not someone that you just show up and tell him what you want him to do like he's your kid. God is God. God is sovereign. God is in control. He is the ultimate authority. He is above every court, every law. God is God. So he says, humble yourself and then pray. Seek his face in prayer, not just what you want, not always asking him for something that's what you want, some kind of material thing, some kind of material blessing. He's already done enough. He's already done so much. He's already done more than you could ask. There is no quid pro quo in God, but he says, seek his face and turn from your wicked ways, Lord. Then will I hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Then will, he said, I hear from heaven. Then will I hear your prayer. And I will forgive the sin. Because God is a forgiving God. God is a saving God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He said, if you'll just pray to me and seek me and turn from your wicked ways, I will not only hear you, I will not only forgive you, but then I will heal their land. We need a healing today. Yes, I said a healing. Not just healing. I'm going back to the old landmark because sometimes we need some good old-fashioned teaching, some good old-fashioned word, some good old-fashioned prayer, someone who's willing to stand in the gap and preach the word of Christ, not to be ashamed or afraid of if you don't like it, if I don't like it. The word is the word. Heal our land, Lord. We to be willing to go to him. As we prepare to go into prayer, I ask you right now, just begin to humble yourself. Just begin to tell the Lord, God, I humble myself before you. The lines are muted. If you're live, I can't hear you. If you're listening to the recording, no one can hear you. Just begin to say, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry. Lord, I humble myself. Hallelujah. Ah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves, God. Father, we come asking forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we just repent of our wrongdoing. We ask, God, that you forgive us, have mercy, and heal our land. Heal our land, God. In every nation, Father, heal our land. In every state, heal our land. On every continent, in every city, municipality and town, in every home, in every faith, in every place, in every race, God, heal our land. In every category and legacy, in every socioeconomic status, in every level of education, heal our land. In every church, and for those who don't attend church, Father, wherever we are, that's where you are. You are omnipresent. You are everywhere. Heal the land. Father, go into the hospitals. Go into the ICU. Go into the homeless shelters. Go into the jails. Go into the homes. Go into the streets. Wherever the sickness is, wherever illness is, wherever we need you, Father, show up right now. Wherever we need you, Lord, show up right now. Father, go into the homes and the lives and the bodies of the healthcare workers. Bless them and strengthen them. Encourage them, Father. of love right now, working hours and countless hours. Heal the land. Father, go into the marriages. Go into the relationships. Go into the parents and children. Heal the land. Father, go into the banks. Go into the finances. Touch the hearts of the employers. Heal the land. Go into the places where people are destitute, where people are giving up, where people don't know what to do, where they don't see how they're going to make ends meet. Heal the land. Go into the presidency. Speak into the finances. Speak into the president the right things to do. Give them godly wisdom. Heal the land. Father, for those listening, you know what is needed. You know what is needed, God. Heal the land. Heal the land. Heal our nation. Heal our world. Heal our souls. Heal our minds. Heal the land. Glory. Glory. Come on and tell them glory. We're about to have to end. Our time is run. Tell them glory. Hallelujah. You know what you need. Tell them glory. And tell them thank you, God, for healing the land. In the name of Jesus, amen. Keep praising him. Keep worshiping as I give the altar call. And then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are sick, for those of you who have family members who are ill, for those of you who are in need of consolation because you've lost some people to illness or the coronavirus, or they've just gone on home due to natural causes, for those of you who don't have a job right now, for those of you, glory, who are just wondering how you're going to make it, glory, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I believe you will heal the land. I believe that you have healed the land. I believe that you will fix it. You will fix it, God. No matter how much trouble is in our way, you will fix it. You will fix it, and you will heal our land. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. Listen, make sure you visit rafi.org for my itinerary, everything that's coming up, to send me your prayer requests and testimonies. Make sure you follow by texting DF to 33222 so you can get this word today to share it with someone else who needs to be encouraged, and so that you get your fresh daily fire every day. Now, our topic for today is heal the land. Your task for today is to walk in the healing of Christ and encourage everyone else you see. Don't let the monotony, don't let the social distancing, don't let the isolation, and don't let the press get you so caught up to where you no longer have any joy and to where you give up on God. Jesus will fix it. He will heal our land. I'll see you in the morning. Trouble in your way.
If you've ever had a little trouble in your life,
Jesus,
I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life.
Come on and give them
a break. There's a little song that says, a little old song we decided to do. The words say, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night. But that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it. Oh, yeah.
trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
I had to cry.